Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and talking to Rob Morse, and we got interrupted in midstream there, talking about cops and their, not all cops, but
right.
A lot of, you know, cops watch the news just like anybody else does, and so in a lot of cases, in Louisiana, do they support the cops in Louisiana?
Depends on where you are. Yes, much of the state, emphatically yes. Now, go to New Orleans, not so much. Shreveport's a leaner. So the Democrat-controlled states that have Soros-funded prosecutors, they're going under the bus. It can happen anywhere.
So I would imagine that the cops where you live might still see what happens to cops in other parts of the state.
They see it, but they know that different places are different. These guys, they're pretty sophisticated gentlemen. They go, well, you know, what will my prosecutor do to me here? So the great news is they're discerning enough to realize that, you know, we're not in San Francisco, thank goodness.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in any event, though, that this is a thing. When I joined the Army, which is not it's not like being law enforcement. With the Army, you know, it wasn't a question of when I joined them. There was not going to be any question of when the time came, if the time came, where I was going to go, I don't think I want to go do this.
Whoops.
And see, in large part, despite certain things that have happened in the Supreme Court and everything, while they don't have any particular obligation to defend me exclusively, they do have an obligation to show up and to do the job if they're going to take the job. And if they're not going to take the job, if they don't want to do the job, then they should, okay, that's fine. It's not for everybody. Right. It's certainly not for me. I would not operate under this kind of restraint.
There's a new class of video from body cams where cops, you know, ma'am, we noticed you weaving back and forth. It's 10:30 at night. Could you walk a line? And they get some woke Karen, you know, late 20s. And she go, I'm going to talk a lawyer. I didn't do anything wrong. And citizens behave so badly toward police, it's now a genre of video.
Right.
Wow. I couldn't do that job.
Yeah.
They're a lot of the cops are amazing. Hey, I want to get very practical unless you just take us somewhere else.
Well,
have you been to the range recently?
So I was going yesterday. I was going to go yesterday. Everything had gone along the way it was supposed to. What did I have to do yesterday? I had to get up and go vote because yesterday was the South Carolina primary. And then I went to an open house for the American Legion. Next up was going to be the range. And then as soon as I get there, he says, can you come back at 4? So I turn around at the gate and head back out. And as soon as I do that, it starts raining.
Ah, okay.
And I will melt in the rain.
The Wicked Witch. Yeah. I ended up in Lafayette to visit some friends, get some different business done. And I went to the range there. My wife and I hadn't been to that indoor range. Nice, well-lit place. And I realized, whoops, I haven't been dry practicing enough. You know, you're trying to do what everybody does. Oh, we're at the range. Let's work on accuracy and recoil management because dry practice doesn't do that.
Right.
And I noticed I'm trying to do a ragged hole drill at 7 yards. So I put a little pasty on, and I think I'm really cool because I'm hitting the pasty enough that it falls off the page. And I can get 5 or 6 shots to touch, and then one drops 2 inches low, and I'm going, where'd that come from? Who shot my... Who did that? That was me. So being away from it and not dry practicing, you might be able to do what you think you can do sometimes, but your consistency is the first thing to fade. And that really, that hit me. I went, wow, I'm not who I thought I was. And I have to put a question mark in front of my skills unless I've demonstrated them. And maybe if you haven't been even dry practicing, they degrade within a month. So that one class a year, you're not as good as you were when you walked out of it after shooting 600 rounds over a 3-day weekend.
No, and the thing about this is, I mean, like with me, so I had not pulled a trigger since November 22nd. And I went out last weekend, and I was comparing 44 Magnum to 10 millimeter.
And interesting.
Right. Well, I was talking about which gun do you want to carry with you if you go out into the woods?
Right.
So right away, as I get there, I realize, oh, I'm back to doing the same thing I was doing before I corrected everything. And I'm shooting to the left again. Because I had forgotten that I had adjusted my trigger pull. I had not done it enough to where it became muscle memory. I had gone back to the muscle memory, which used to work before I had the heart attack. Doesn't work now. Don't know why. And, you know, during the day, I was constantly trying to adjust. And I finally got to where I figured out what was going on at the end of the session, and that's what I was going. I took about 500 rounds and got it ready to go, and I was that's what I was going to go shoot yesterday, just practicing. Just pull the gun out, bang, 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 practicing, trying to work center mass, and didn't get to. So.
Well, okay, so... The good news is I have a cert pistol. That helps. If you've got a partner, frankly, I don't know how my wife does it. I was watching her dry practice. The gun doesn't move. If you miss the click, you'd think the thing was sitting in concrete.
Right.
On the other hand, when she shoots live fire enough, all of a sudden the shots start to get erratic. And you go, I bet your flinch is back. She goes, okay, time to do something else. We're not used to having an explosion at the end of our hands. And if we don't dilute it with dry practice, we're going to build a flinch. Yeah. That's just, I'm sorry. I don't think you shoot through that. I think you have to dry practice through that and then write enough consistent experience of doing it right. And then the flinch goes away for a while. Anyway, I want to brag about my state. Speaking of cities to the east of me. I saw that the constitutional carry bill passed out of the Louisiana Senate. It's now in the House Administration Criminal Justice Committee, and I don't think it's been given a House number yet. It recognizes that 18-year-olds or older can carry concealed without a state permit. I feel so virtuous. I wrote my state representative. I have to call him next week and figure out who's on that committee and say, you are going to move this out of committee, right? So...
And
good for us.
See now, this is the thing, and that's good. Well, you know what? We'll bring it up in just a second because that's a nice can of worms to open up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh,
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, which we haven't done this not one time in this because I keep listening to the story and I just follow along and I forget that I got this thing called a clock to watch. How do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. I noticed during SHOT Show a lot of outlets, their writers were out, so they grabbed some articles. You'll find them all over.
Yep. And also, he swims underwater a lot.
Did you have anybody, and the guys who come to mind, talk about the NRA ruling out of New York? I was thinking about Sean Maloney and Tim Knight. They've both written about, they both used to be on the board of the NRA.
Right.
They said, we know the law, we're used to handling money in corporations, and we left because what we saw, literally to a man, what they said is, if we stay on the NRA board, having seen what we see, we're afraid that our family could be sued because we didn't do something about it. They tried, and if you try and say, can I see those financial records again? You just talked about them. You're taking off all your committees in the NRA and said that's not your place. So anyway, you could have a week of just having people on to talk about this decision. Now, there hasn't, the punishment phase, I don't think, is done.
No.
So they said LaPierre used $5.4 million from the NRA that he shouldn't have. He's returned $1 million of that already, so that's $4.4 million he still owes. Also, Woody Phillips has to repay $2 million. Part of this too is that they said, you know, the way you took those gifts, you took them as income, and you didn't report it on to the IRS. Those weren't perks by the corporation. That was basically a benefit. So I would hate to stack. Well, I don't know how I'd defend myself against the IRS when I said, yeah, I forgot to pay income taxes on $4.4 million. Anyway,
yeah.
These include vacations like to the Bahamas, Botswana, Mozambique, the use of private jets and private yachts. Let's see, what else did it say? Oh, right, there was one. Executive Chief of Staff Josh Powell had his salary triple, even though he faced complaints of illegal conduct and inappropriate spending. So she's going to get LaPierre removed from his position. What I've seen written about is, got it. Yeah, Wayne did bad things. How do we fix this so it doesn't happen again? And with a 76-member board, you can't. It's got to be about seven people. And I don't know how they make that change.
Well, it, I don't think that the NRA will get to escape without a special master in charge of it. Because
yeah.
There's already, see, right now, elections for board members are coming up. And
right.
All the board members that I know of are acting like nothing is going to change. And I think they're going to get pared down, because one of the problems with the board was that the executives would not let the board run oversight on them. The ones that recognized
right.
that for what it was, Maloney, Knight, those guys, they left. They were like, well, that's what we're supposed to do, and we would be found malfeasant with it. And the rest of them, it's not even a paying position. It's like you can say, I'm on the NRA board. Well, with me, and you and I know some of these people, with me, as far as I'm concerned, that doesn't tell me nothing. Because at this moment,
right.
The way it is executed, being on the board just means you have to fly somewhere to be in on these meetings, and you're not really being what a traditional board of directors would be, which is, keeping the executives in check.
Well, in fact, directing what the organization should do.
Right.
The board is the leadership. The executive committees, just like, if you will, the executive branch of government, you execute the instructions. And, yeah, the NRA is not run that way. It needs to get fixed. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with them. I myself would like to see them have a pared-down board that actually had leadership over the
right
over the executive people, and
right.
until they get it. Yeah.
Right. So that's,
as long as they run the way they are running right now today.
Yeah.
It's not gonna. It's never gonna be one of those things that's gonna be worth looking at.
They filed for bankruptcy, and then the judge said, "Nah, not so fast." For years, everybody said, "Why are you incorporated in New York? That's just stupid." And whatever lawyers were telling the NRA, "Nah, it's fine." Well, they were sure wrong. So, yeah, this is the beginning of a correction, not the end of it. Yeah. The great news is there are a lot of people that care about the NRA. There's just an amazing amount of talent out there, everywhere from, you know, corporate donors who used to give to the NRA and said, "You guys got to get your house in line. Fix this, because we can't support you given what you're doing." To just sharp businessmen and lawyers who would gladly lend their expertise, but they have to feel respected rather than said, "Oh, if you question anything we're going to do, we're going to throw you off committees." And you go, "No, that's not how this should work." So it's, I take it as good news. I wonder how punitive James will be and how, if she's actually going to try and, well, we know she's probably going to try and beat up the organization because she hates it. Now we got to make
sure.
Well,
I mean, I don't know how much more she'll get to do, because I think it's in the penalty phase, which means it goes to the judge. The judge now would be worrisome to me, right, if I were they, but at the same time, I've redirected any support I had for them to other places.
Right,
because
me too.
Because they have to be, they need to be reimagined.
Yeah, good description.
They need to be reimagined. And the fact that everybody that's on the board wants to continue to run on the board as it is right now, knowing what it is right now, does that cause you any question marks?
Yes and no. Because let me offer you a counter example. I know people on the board. Mm-hmm. Amanda Sefacool, Rick Ector, Charlie Beers. Those guys are driven by their own passion to support the right to keep and bear arms. And you know, Amanda puts on fashion shows all across the country when she gets invited. Rick Ector had 1,500 women come and get a taste of self-defense for free on one weekend. So he just marshaled the resource to do that. I think should be.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. On Sunday, a United States Air Force service member died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome back. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. And now we've sort of gone into a tale of two states, because you guys are, everybody's saying that you guys may be the 29th state to have constitutional carry or permitless carry. Am I right about
right.
that?
Right.
We're supposed to be the 28th. You might be the 28th, though, because my guys, on the one hand, your people seem to, in the state of Louisiana, do you have gun rights organizations that work inside the state of Louisiana? Not the big national organization, just Louisiana gun
right.
rights.
We have some state organizations. What we're really blessed with are some advocates, some lawyer, really sharp lawyers, who literally when pro-gun legislators want to craft a bill, they come to these sharp Louisiana lawyers and say, how do I do this and not look stupid in the court? What should I put in here? They are the real movers and shakers.
See, here in South Carolina, and apparently you probably also, and I kind of, well, I don't really know how this works out, but in South Carolina, we got three primary segments of the state. We have what they refer to as the low country. This is down there on the coastline. This is where a lot of big money, a big old money is, and this is where you see a lot of leftists. Then you have the Midlands, which is where you have the state seat of government. You have Fort Jackson, South Carolina. You have the University of South Carolina. And you have Jim Clyburn's district, which butts up against the city limits of Columbia, South Carolina, where they always have a Democratic mayor, and they always have a Democratic mayor that wants to have his own little gun control within the city limits.
Right.
Then you come up to where I live in the upstate, and it's crimson red. So it's quite the thing, and right now we've got a bunch of lawmakers out there saying it's going to be blood in the streets, just like running in the streets.
Oh,
like all the other stuff we hear. And
right.
And it's just sitting there, and they in the state Senate, they passed the bill out of the Senate, which that was miraculous in and of itself.
Right. I thought it would never get out.
Right. Well, they did something. They attached Amendment 26 or Amendment 36. I can't remember what it is. It's one of those sixes. And in this amendment, if you have a permit and you commit a crime with a gun, the penalty for committing a crime with a gun is less than if you don't have a permit and you commit a crime with a gun. And first of all, that's opposite of what I would think it should be. I mean, I would think if you have a permit, you should know better, right?
Well, yeah. On the other hand, it's your actions that we're judging, aren't? Isn't that it?
But
who cares whether you have a permit
or
not?
If you commit a crime,
it's a crime.
Yeah. So, with that amendment in place, like the local gun rights people, everybody wants the perfect bill. And coming out of this legislative body, I don't think we're going to see a perfect bill. And it may end up dying. And if it does, that's fine. I've got a permit already. I've never been asked to present my permit. I've never had a gun taken off of me. I have volunteered to let someone look at one. But the other thing is the state of South Carolina, the gun rights of South Carolina, they're all in there. Way too many cooks in the kitchen at this particular moment. And if you're not trying to cook the same thing, that's where it gets problematic.
Here's where I think that's a great analogy. The goal is to make sure that the meal is served.
Right.
And if next time we want to tweak dessert, great. Fix that the next session. Or after this bill passes, offer an amendment. You can even do it the same session. But let's make sure we get something rather than waiting for perfection and continuing to get nothing. Wow. Speaking of, this is really kind of cool. Can I jump to West Virginia?
Yeah.
They passed a bill which just caught my eye. It said, hey, if you had to defend yourself at work, you can't be fired for that. Now, it doesn't say firearm. You might just grab somebody, whatever. If you were threatened at work and you were forced to defend yourself, your employer can't turn around and say, we said no violence here, therefore you're fired.
Right.
Because you're going, wait a minute, I did the safest thing possible. This person was attacking me. This is the old, well, if it's a fight, you were both guilty. You go, no, that's not true. One person can cause a fight. The other person is now the punching bag. And the state law says you don't have to be a punching bag and just absorb it all. And the reason it came up, I thought, was wonderful. It was the convenience store clerks that get attacked and then fired if they just literally. And if you defend you, some guy's punching you, you grab them and push them away. The company can fire you. And a company did. Was it a 7-Eleven? One of the convenience stores. And the clerk literally grabbed the attacker and pushed them away. And they go, no, you see, you engaged a customer. So it's some loss prevention lawyer saying, we'll let you get killed, but we don't want to be sued. And the West Virginia House said, nope, not here. Good for them.
Yeah, that's really a ridiculous premise, isn't it? Where there's not going to be any violence here by mandate.
Yeah, right.
Failure to not be violent here will result in sanctions.
And you go, I didn't bring the violence. So it's that refusal to impose judgment, to discern the defender from the attacker. Shame on those lawyers. I want to see somebody prosecuted when they get fired and say, by the way, that's a civil rights violation, triple damages, legal fees. Stop it. You knew better. Almost like that, California. Oh, have you had Alan Beck and Stephen Stambouli on recently?
No.
Okay. Well, here's another reason we should. California had a law that said it was illegal to carry they call it a billy club. It's just a stick, right?
Yeah.
And I used the word had because that law's been enjoined. They say, nope, that's a violation of the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
If you're carrying a stick, it's considered an arm. The plaintiff was a young woman. She's walking in a bad part of town, and she had a stick in her hand. Cops see her. They think she's a gang member. She goes, no, wrong. I never have been. You can check my record. I'm just trying to get from where I was to home, and this is an ugly part of town. They handcuff her. They arrest her. They charge her. And that's when our friends, lawyers Alan Beck and Stephen Stambolia, point out that, wait a minute, a stick is an arm. And this law infringes the right to keep and bear, which puts the burden on California to show that those restrictions were in common use when the U.S. Constitution was ratified in 1791, and California couldn't come close. Now, lots of laws later, most of them in the 1900s. And I'm sure the case will be appealed. And unfortunately, the Ninth Circuit, that's most of the western states and islands in the Pacific, they've done some really crazy things. Recently, it was an appeals court in Hawaii that said knives were unusual weapons and therefore outside the scope of the Second Amendment in Hawaii. Now, that was Alan Beck's case. Wow. I know it's going to get appealed, but would it surprise you a bit if I said this ruling was from Judge Roger T. Benitez?
Well, it wouldn't, but I'm surprised that the anti-gunners haven't tried to, you know, go after him, to be honest with you, because he keeps slapping them down left, right, and center. Well, coming up on the next break, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, which we haven't done this not one time in this because I keep listening to the story and I just follow along and I forget that I got this thing called a clock to watch. How do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I also write the Slow Facts blog. My writing is picked up at Class Daily and at Ops Lens. I noticed during SHOT Show a lot of outlets, their writers were out, so they grabbed some old articles. You'll find them all over.
Yep. And also, he swims underwater a lot. Where did you went to Cozumel?
I did. I was underwater for a couple of days.
That's the only time. When Rob's underwater, no pre-recording or recording or live or nothing is possible when Rob is underwater.
I can't even get a cell phone signal down there. So I was out of the news, and when I jumped back in, we have really two very, very different cultures in the United States. When I look at the, 10, 11 states that hate armed citizens in the Second Amendment,
right,
and then I read what the rest of the states are doing, and they're recognizing that right of armed defense, it's pretty much a night and day situation.
Yeah.
You talk to people as you travel, and I was reminded that we've been here before. There really were states that ignored the U.S. Supreme Court back in the 1950s when the court overturned racial discrimination laws.
Right.
You know, states said, no, not us. No, not those kids in my school. Not those kids in my grocery stores or in my bathrooms or at the lunch counter. And that was a fight. It didn't happen overnight. It wasn't, here's the law, obey it. No, states resisted for the better part of a decade, and that's where we are now. Let's argue this, Bill. The bad guys on this list, I would say, are Hawaii, Washington, Oregon, California, Colorado, Illinois, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Maryland. The leaners in that might be New Mexico and Minnesota. But those are the guys who really say, now the thing that bothers me so much is not only do they say we shouldn't be armed, they say we shouldn't allow ourselves to be armed for others either. And what I'm thinking of that is, they want to make sure you're disarmed in church and at school.
Yeah.
It's just, wow. Now, the latest argument I heard on that was saying, you know, let's put some context in here. And the reason is, you know, I've had family members who've been ushers and greeters, and they come back going, yeah, another old lady fell down again at church. She just was sick and slumped in the pew and couldn't get up. We had to help her get out of the church and contact EMS. That happens often enough that they get good at it. So they by force of experience, get some medical background.
Right.
And the crazy people come to church and you go, no, you have to put clothes on if you're going to come in church. I'm sorry. But now, if you do that, you're being called a paramilitary organization.
Mm-hmm.
If armed school staff were asked by their local school board, hey, would you be a first responder till the cops get there? Because that way, some crazy guy isn't killing the kids for 10 minutes. And I just see that divide as getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We saw this really close at hand the other day. We're finally getting our own outrageous crime where I live, which has been, we've been sort of insulated from it for the most part. But the other day, the place where I bought my turntable and bought some of my records here recently. We had a guy go in there with a broken shard of glass and stab three people.
Wow.
And something was going on with him. Not exactly sure yet because I haven't released anything about him, but they tased him and it didn't affect him at all. So he was out of control. And in the right state, like one of the states you just mentioned, Hawaii, for example, which has even come out and said there's no, you know, we're going by the old Hawaiian spirit of aloha constitution and, you know, American constitution be damned. There is no right defense. And which basically in this era of them defunding police, which these same places you're talking about that don't want anybody to carry a gun, they've been defunding police too.
Yeah.
So they essentially are leaving their citizens totally defenseless as a mandate.
Yeah. Yeah. And to a state, they're Democrat controlled. There's not even a leaner in there. So, wow. And again, all this came to mind when I was studying the report on Uvalde, Texas. I've worked with volunteer first responders in schools, and now we're working side by side with the police in those classes, but they're different. And the police who are these school resource officers are different. First responders, to my way of thinking, this is from my experience, they want to stop the killing. And we see lots of police departments, and more and more so as they get defunded, that's not their job. They contain and capture a criminal, they gather evidence, they want to make sure that they personally don't violate any department procedures or policies. And I just think it's just this massive disconnect of training where police are trained to contain a suspect, avoid risk, and call for backup. And you have to contrast that with this little old school teacher who goes, those are my kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that happened here. That happened here.
Where?
With this stabbing.
Yeah.
After they tased this guy, right? Two cops rolled up on him. After they tased him and he shook that off, he ran away, jumped on a van. They jumped on him. And they did everything but shoot him. They literally had to beat him into submission.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering why the guy's still breathing. I mean, if somebody's trying to stab me, I would. But the whole notion that they do everything they can to keep from having to shoot somebody. I mean,
right.
You've seen the video of the guy running backwards for 100 yards, trying to, you better back
yes.
up, stop, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not good for the public to see that.
It's not good for the criminals to see it. Bill, I'm a civilian. I've never been in uniform. I've never been any sort of government agent. But the volunteer school staff and church staff, both, that I saw, they had a mindset to take the initiative. You know, close with the attacker, stop the killing, treat the injured until help arrives. That close and forced contact issue, that reminds me more of a Marine or military mindset than Officer Friendly, who will do everything he can to make sure he doesn't get sued.
Yeah.
And is that explaining what we saw in Uvalde and the schools in Florida, that cops are all, well, I don't want to get sued?
Well, I mean, but see, that's where the dilemma shows up, isn't it? Where we sit back and say, hey, well, hey, we've come to the end of the break. We'll finish this up on the other side. Talking to Rob Morris. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.